This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
It's 2 a.m. Well, the hitman comes. He knows that he's been cheated, but he's killing himself and his whole family.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
It's easy to serve evil. It's easy to worship that twisted plan. It's easy to bow that altar. It's hard to give life. It's hard to lay down your life. It's hard to stand up against criticism. You have to step across that line. And you know it was all an illusion. All a fraud. You've now stepped out of the domain of this world. You realize what a sick joke it is that humanity could have been free any time they made the conscious decision to do so. When the bullet hits the bone. All right, Kit Daniels wants to pop in, and I want to get Matt to pop in with their point. They were making these points during the break, and I just basically came in and repeated their points, saying, hey, you tell them what you said, and then I said it. But this is really revealing the mark of the beast, how it's going to work. Everybody always knew this, a digital number, your face print, your thumbprint. It's your social media that if you don't behave and do what they say, you don't get the mark. I mean, this is it. The China globalist model, Zuckerberg's rolling it out, the whole nine yards. It's like Facebook goes, oh, here, we're giving you this Facebook message. You can reach millions with it. We hope you're nice. Hope that doesn't get taken away if you're not. See, I mean, this is how it all works. Play ball, Alex. It's fun. Go along with it. Yeah, I get the people down at the mid-level and the higher levels are nice folks that sold out. Wink, wink, I ain't doing it. Because I know who runs the show at the top, and boy, he doesn't like life. Kit Daniels, your comments on this.
Well, the whole control over the population, what's more important than having money is having the control over creation of money and how people engage.
And now this won't let you use it. Now you won't have other economies. That's why they're shutting down the farmers markets and the lemonade stands. Exactly. They can't have anything that isn't box stores and that you've got to go to it to get your food, the Soviet model, on PCP in a high-tech grid. Go ahead, sorry.
So when you have a tiny elite that has control over the money supply, they have control over human energy. Because think about it, you and me and millions of other people in America, they're hardworking Americans, they go out and they expand their... spends their energy in order to make a paycheck.
Oh, yeah. Now the banks are saying they're going to charge to keep money in them.
Yeah. So, I mean, it's basically all it comes down to is this total control over the population.
And we won't organize. We won't stand up for each other. So we're going to get screwed big time. Yeah. But it's okay because there's a black guy up there who's liberal and Hillary, he's taking care of us. Doesn't matter if they allow loan sharking loan rates all across the country. Doesn't matter if they're screwing everybody over with Obamacare. We feel like we're winners, so it's okay. And the Republicans at the top are all part of it, so they won't expose it either. That's why we're in so much trouble. Go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry for laughing. It's really not even that funny when you think about it. But, yeah, it's like it just goes back to lust for power that's been going on for thousands of years.
Yeah, the lust to screw everybody over.
Yeah, and the easiest way now for the elite to have gain power is through controlling money and controlling the money supply. Because once you control money and its creation and how it's spent and how it's saved, you have control over everything. And that's just, sadly, that's just the way it is.
And then people say, oh, it's just the elite. They want world peace. It's okay. Let them have control. No. They want to genetically engineer everything and kill everybody.
Yeah.
You cannot give these psychos control, folks.
Yeah, look at it this way. I mean, think about how they are putting all these controls over money and capital controls, saying, oh, we're using this to fight terrorism, to track the money through ISIS and whatnot. But they're the ones that created ISIS. It's just another false flag.
Totally naked. Totally obvious. Matt, quick comment. Did you want to come on and make your point about gamerism?
Sure, yeah.
Got 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Gamification is indoctrination. I'm looking at the definition. I've got it up here on my computer. And the end of that right there, T typically as an online marketing technique to encourage engagement in a product or service.
Well, yeah, sucking really you into a false reality. After Benny leaves, no, when Benny's on, I'm going to bring you up halfway in to give you a few minutes to really lay this out and get his take on it. This is one of the smartest people when it comes to mathematics out there. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Soon Christmas would have come and gone, and with it, 2015. Now is the time to give the gift of amazing health this Christmas and New Year's season. Many of you have experienced or you've heard about the amazing benefits from the exclusive formulations available at InfoWarsLife.com. Now is your chance to share them with those you love and take advantage of unprecedented specials. You will find the InfoWars Life Essentials Pack with X2 Super Male and Silver Bullet Colloidal Silver for 33% off. You'll also find other specials like the Deep Cleanse Pack with Deep Cleanse, Oxy Powder, and Living Defense for 28% off. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today. Read the 5-star reviews. See the informational videos. Add your friends and family members' addresses on checkout, and we'll ship their gifts directly to them. We went the extra light year to bring you the true game-changing products, and they're all available this Christmas season. InfoWarsLife.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones.
Everything turns better. There is a season going good.
15 on this Tuesday edition. I am your host, Alex Jones. The news websites are InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. And please, don't take for granted the fact that you can still visit these websites. There are all sorts of moves to censor the Internet. The FCC chair who sought to regulate Drudge slams colleagues as dysfunctional. There are open moves to censor the Internet. Again, Matt Drudge, when he visited us a few months ago, was told point blank by a Supreme Court justice who he told me about privately but didn't say the name on air, that they've been told next year they're going to try to pass laws and regulations to censor the Internet and free speech and call it political speech and try to tax it. The power to tax is the power to destroy. So much happening. I want to get William Benny's take today, former technical leader for the intelligence with the National Security Agency, the developer of many of the systems we see in use today, according to major defense publications, probably one of the greatest code breakers ever, not just living. But I want to get his take on China just launched the most frightening game ever, and it will be mandatory. We've talked about this some, but now it's official. They're going to force everyone in the next 4 years in China to adopt it. It goes online next year. all your purchases, what you do, what you say about the government will be put into a social credit score. You won't be able to get hotels, won't be able to travel, won't be able to leave the country if you haven't been a good party member or if you haven't towed the party line. This is the mark of the beast. Even if you don't believe in God, the devil, whatever, they're using it as an owner's manual. Where all your data goes in, and this is what Zuckerberg's been meeting with the head of the Chinese Censorship Bureau who set up this infrastructure. This is the model. And it's incredibly dangerous. It's over the top. We've got all these omnibus bills and surveillance bills being rammed through, always happening around the Christmas season when people are distracted. There's so much to discuss with William Binney. He's the former technical leader for intelligence for the NSA before becoming a whistleblower in late 2001 privately to Congress. Nothing was done. After more than 30 years with the agency, Binney has been described as one of the best analysts and code breakers in NSA history. Binney continues to speak out about the NSA's data collection policies and continues interviews in the media regarding his experiences. And they got the new big movie coming out, of course, that Oliver Stone's putting out that has a big character playing the part of William Binney in it. He's testified in an affidavit that the NSA is a deliberate violation of the U.S. Constitution. ExposedFacts.org has a lot of his writings. He, of course, has physically come and been interviewed by us here. And it's important to understand he's made the statement. This is about total social control of the general public, not about protecting us from terrorists. Notice they let the Syrian refugees in, who are really mainly Sunni invaders, homesteaders, pilgrims trying to come in and take over Syria out of Saudi Arabia, other countries. That's admitted. 80%, the Pentagon admits. 80% roughly. The EU says that as well. Fake passports, you name it. Large percentages are jihadis are now being brought in, clearly. So when they attack, they'll say it's not Muslim terror, but we got to take your guns. We got to restrict your rights. We got to reauthorize all the NSA spying. We've got to expand it. So this is what we're dealing with. They're not protecting us. 14 years after 9/11, Al-Qaeda has turned into the giant ISIS organization with hundreds of thousands. How is that? With Hillary Clinton and others openly funding them with the weapons. It's clear. Saudi Arabia gets to take over the Middle East with its fighters. They play along that they're anti-American. Hit a few targets. Wind up some of their operatives who don't know what they're doing to attack us. And then Western governments can set up totalitarianism. And it came out a few months ago in NSA reports, and it's also come out, CIA has admitted it. ISIS puts out in their official magazine that we're not CIA, we're not working with the West. Don't listen to that. That's the one thing hurting their recruitment, is that young Muslims can't be wound up by them to go up and shoot up and blow stuff up because they're understanding this is meant to cause a clash of civilizations and more invasions of the Middle East to knock out countries like Syria that aren't against the United States. Just like Saudi Arabia is involved attacking us on 9/11. That's now in the 28 pages. We know that. And we attack Iraq. So there's such an awakening. This is incredible. Now, what I wanted to bring up to William Binney was a new book called Military to Military. The London Review of Books covered yesterday, as well as the New Yorker magazine, where Cy Hurst, the two-time Pulitzer Prize winner, breaks down what we already know from Colonel Schaefer and our other contacts that we broke 3.5-4 years ago with Benghazi. I'm just setting the table here with William Binney. He'll be with us for the rest of the hour. That our own military, from majors, captains, master sergeants, you name it, on up to two-star generals, like the former head of defense intelligence, Michael Flynn, coming out and saying, we are ordered to create this ISIS group and to fund them. This is a willful plan, and I don't know why they're doing it. Well, it's so they can take American freedoms and European freedoms away. But we have a lot of top generals now that have just quit or been fired going public. So there is what I would call a soft counter coup. Not a coup by the military, which I don't support. Very dangerous. Normally goes bad. But a literal soft coup, and it's coming out in the news, but then getting spun. So William Binney spent years testifying secretly to Congress behind closed doors. And he was rewarded with a SWAT team raid while he was in the shower. They waited until that to drag him around naked in his house. That's what they do to demoralize you. But for testifying to Congress as the former technical director, that's the guy running the actual show. Because he exposed, they could have stopped Al-Qaeda. They could have, all of it. And they tried to set him up. They tried to set up Drake and others. I mean, guys, this is a true hero. And he doesn't want to be called that. We need to recognize who the heroes are. It's not people putting basketballs in hoops or people, you know, hitting golf balls and hole-in-ones. It's people that stand up for what's right and really try to protect this country as well. Now, I'm done with my five-minute preface, Mr. Benny. I've set a lot of stuff out there, the latest bills, the legislation, all of it. But just to go from 10 years ago, them denying there was any illegal NSA spying, to now admitting it all and trying to codify it in law and then admitting it's being used against Congress and political enemies, and now they want to merge with China with a system that socially tracks everything you do to not let you buy or sell or live, a digital blackball that I warned of 20 years ago. I mean, this is unprecedented, the conscious evil nature of this, sir. You can start anywhere you wish. I appreciate you joining us.
Well, thanks for having me, Alex. I'm glad to be back with you. Yes, you've said an awful lot there. I mean, I guess the real point is that the intelligence agencies of the world are kind of banding together to do this kind of monitoring of everybody on the planet, and it's spreading. And they're using different – they're lying to the public and giving them disinformation about, for example, the latest lies are about the they couldn't stop Paris or San Bernardino because they were encrypting. Well, when the evidence comes out, you find out that that's just another lie. It's another disinformation program where they want people to believe it's one thing when, in fact, it's another. So their whole objective there is to get rid of encryption or be able to read into any encryption on the network anywhere. And that's what they're trying to use to justify it. But again, the real problem is their bulk acquisition of data. That's always been the problem, and it continues to be. Even internally in NSA and the various agencies, they're telling them we're overpowered by overload, and we're in analysis paralysis because we can't focus because of all the massive amounts
of
data.
Which is what the dark actors really want. This is the fog for what I would liken to Spectre, these global corporations, to just take over.
Yeah, that's right. And what it really does is it gives them all that power. Having all that knowledge, then they now know how or who they have to deal with in their societies to be able to control the outcomes. That's really what I've been saying for several years, is that their whole idea is population control. And in order to do that, you have to have knowledge about the population, and that's what this is giving them.
What an amazing statement by you, the former technical director of the NSA, that global intelligence agencies, I guess other than Russia, are merging right now. And Zuckerberg and others admit we're going with the Chinese model because they can beta test illegal stuff on a mass scale. Can you speak directly to China's systems of control, feeding all the data in and saying, if you say something bad about the party, we're going to phase it in where you can't buy or sell? I mean, this is the ultimate nightmare in my view.
Yeah, I think it's taking off a bit on the model that's already been built between, for example, the industry and the U.S., the NSA, CIA, FBI, primarily. Those are the ones who were involved in setting it up internally in the U.S., and that's now the model they're going to try to export to China. I guess it sounds like they're going to be trying different things on top of that model to see if they can expand on it or improve it.
Basically, a security clearance to live. A security clearance to even be able to function and have a job, even in the private sector. I mean, this is beyond Hitler's best dreams, isn't it, sir?
Oh, it's well beyond all, Orwell's in 1984, too. I mean, it's getting into not only the things that you're doing and who you're working with and who you do those things with, but also what you're thinking. And that's really where this is heading.
And then openly blackmailing you to submit and do everything you're told, or they will lower your social score so you can't operate in society and can't travel.
Yeah, and if they can't get to you, they'll get to somebody you care about, just like the KGB did. So it's no different than that.
And they admit it's going to be a no-fly list just because your score is low. No judge, no jury, just a big algorithm. Now you can't travel. And so many high-powered people I've talked to have been openly told now, this is coming here, you better get in line. And they're rolling over, Mr. Benny. Don't they know that will ensure the totalitarian takeover?
Well, I think that that's basically what they're all aiming for. I mean, that's really the underlying effort that they're aiming at. That's what they want to achieve.
Good God. Well, sir, I'm here just very emotional about this because I scan it every day. You're the true expert on it. You've got the floor the next 10 minutes. What's most important? What should people know with the highest level NSA whistleblower of all time here with us on air?
Well, the point is that everything coming out of the government is distorted in one form or another, not really coming and being honest with anybody in the public anymore. You can't trust them at all. And you cannot, even the government, inside the government, they can't even trust what the intelligence agencies are telling them or what their law enforcement agencies are telling them anymore. They can't, they're distorting what's being presented in the courts of law. I mean, they're just destroying all our founding principles. And I've been basically on television saying that this is basically treason against the founding principles of this nation. And, we as people have to stop and say we're not going to tolerate this anymore. And if they don't start subscribing to getting back to the principles of under the Constitution of personal rights by individuals, then I think we need to fire everyone that's involved in that. And I would argue we need to fire everyone in D.C. right now because they have no common sense about how things are proceeding. They don't seem to understand the consequences of the things they're doing. I mean, it just seems that they believe, for one reason or another, and I think it's because they're being bamboozled by the intelligence people, that they have to do these things or else the sky's going to fall, right? When in fact, that's just an outright lie, and it's a distortion to try to manipulate people to do what they want, and they're falling for it.
Well, sir,
all of our politicians are falling for it.
Sir, your record was impeccable. You know, you were holding the rank of a general at the NSA. They knew to not come and directly try to buy you off or threaten you because they knew you had such integrity. That's why you were there from a kind of an old guard system that was more based on that. With people in Congress and in the general public who are more modern and more decadent, they point blank either offer to buy them off or threaten them. I mean, I'm talking to more and more prominent people where, I mean, I'm sure you saw last year when they legalized CIA propaganda domestically and, quote, the CIA and the Pentagon engaging in social operations domestically, they're actually sending CIA, you name it, people into businesses, into companies, even at the mid-level now, and basically either offering them stuff or threatening them to go along with this takeover, sir. This is the equivalent. I'm sure you're familiar with how the Germans for 5 years quietly infiltrated France and got the top general's staff to stand down. The Blitzkrieg was a joke. It really didn't even fight the French. They fought the British Expeditionary Force, pushed them to Dunkirk. And I liken this to a infiltration operation where they've actually, this foreign globalist coup, this corporate coup, has already, I know I said I'm giving you the floor and I'm jumping in here, I want you to comment on this, has already come in and basically infiltrated and taken over. They just don't come and tell you something like that because they know how much integrity you have.
Yeah, well, it's getting back to the idea of, you know, how many people can you manipulate and coerce or force in one form or another by blackmail or any other means to do the things that you want done. I mean, that's basically what's going on. I mean, and I just can't envision that my country ever going this route. I mean, I could never have thought that this would ever happen here. But it has. You know, you can't go around saying things like this cannot happen here, like in the 30s when the Nazis took over, or when the communists took over, or whenever, you know, all these different power struggles have gone down through history. I mean, it can happen here. That's the whole point. And if we aren't vigilant, I mean, I keep saying democracy is not a spectator sport. You have to participate. You've got to get out there and keep the fight to keep it. I mean, this is something that people try to, down through history,
sure.
Full of regimes that have tried to do this, just take the power away from the people and consolidate it and become the kind of dictator or despot that controls everything. I mean, that's just really what's going on. This is our struggle. It has never changed down through history.
Absolutely. And, sir, look at the fact that a lot of dictators were bad, but they just wanted to control everything. Some of them were egomaniacs and actually built big things, started universities, did some good. I mean, I'm not endorsing dictatorship, but this dictatorship of these social engineers is really anti-family, anti-human, anti-individual. It's anti-Renaissance. It's like a corporate Borg. It's so alien that just my very, very genetic code says resist this with everything you've got.
Yeah, it says it basically says you will have no freedoms except those that we grant you. That's basically what their whole program is going to end up doing.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. William Binney, former technical director of the National Security Agency, is our guest. We'll take some calls coming up in the next segment. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Looking at these bills, looking at the legislation, looking at the things that are being done, what is your overall view of the announcements that are being made, the things that are being engaged in?
Well, I mean, some of the things they're trying to pass, like the CISPUG putting it into this big funding bill and burying it in there and passing it through, is just another way of corrupting the process and getting it through under basically the cover of a massive bill. Those are the kinds of things they're sneaking through, and they're doing it by the leadership of our Congress is doing it. Republicans and Democrats are all supporting this. It's not, they're no different, really. So they're doing it because they know they can't stand out in the open and say the things they want to say in a bill. So they've got to do it in some kind of under the cover or kind of in a sneaky way to get it through. And so that gives them, and then they say that authorizes them the power to do whatever they want to do, which in fact I contest. None of that is constitutional, and any time it reaches in a constitutional test, it will fail.
And they were caught doing it all in secret and lying to the public and using it against political targets. It's all a fraud.
Exactly. Right. And they're afraid of having constitutional tests when, in fact, that is the true test of a law. Is it, does it really conform to the Constitution or not? If it doesn't, it's not a law.
Well, clearly, if they can get away with this, they can get away with anything. I have been talking to a lot of big Hollywood people, a lot of big government people, and they are just terrified. They say, oh, I thought you were crazy about the NSA 15 years ago, Alex, but now it's all admitted, and I'm scared. I'm not going to speak out. So that chilling effect is kind of working. Don't these people understand giving into the fear is what ensures that the real next phase of oppression comes in?
Yeah, that's the whole point that I was making, too, by saying if you acquiesce in a democracy, you'll lose it. So you got to stand up and fight. That's what the people in democracy are supposed to do. You're supposed to stand up for your rights.
I know you never talk to colleagues at the NSA anymore because they'll try to indict you. And I know they've been harassing all your other colleagues and folks, but isn't there a sense of shame? I mean, I know there is because look at all the leaks that they're having to fix intelligence, that they're funding Al-Qaeda and ISIS. I mean, I am seeing a lot of good signs. What I mentioned earlier and what Cy Hirsch is reporting, that there's basically a soft counter coup inside the military going on against a lot of this stuff.
Yeah, I think you're right because there's some other whistleblowers like the four fellows that came out to blow the whistle on the droning and basically the random slaughter going on there. So there's that too. Plus, I know internally, well, they're still so afraid of going into a court of law to be constitutionally challenged that it tells you that they're afraid of sunshine. You know, shining the light on, it's like picking up a rock and watching the. I draw the analogy, when you pick up a rock, you can see all the bugs and worms squirm to get out of the sunlight. Well, that's basically what our political leaders are doing now. And I'm not differentiating between any of the parties. They all seem to be a part of it. So I just throw them all together. If anybody does this kind of support for things that are simply taking away our rights and assembling knowledge in the central government about the people in the country, I mean, that's fundamentally what our Constitution was supposed to stop, and it was designed that way. They, you know, the people were supposed to know what the government was doing. The government was not supposed to know what they were doing unless they had probable cause.
Instead, they open the borders up, don't check anybody, but stick a magnifying glass down our throats. I mean, it really is the breaking of the will of the American people. And I just can't believe how many men I know that are scared now to know we have a tyrannical government. You know, the whole thing's not tyrannical, though. There are a lot of good people in the government and in the corporations that are trying to stop this. We all have to speak out and get involved now, and we can turn the tide against this, and you're doing that.
That's my point. Yeah, I think the more people who stand up against this, the better chance we have of stopping it here initially and then trying to initiate a stop around the world, because we started this infection and it went through – the British now, GCHQ, the Germans, the B&D, and various other countries.
Let's talk about that national debate, sir. We've got a break. William Binney, okay. ExposedFacts.org. Want to wish you a Merry Christmas as well, sir. What a super patriot we've got on the line. And also have a dinner with this guy. Unbelievable. Fourth, fifth, sixth dimensional level thinking. You can tell why. He pretty much built the NSA that's there today, folks. He is the master.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Our whole modern world has been about coddling, making sure we never have experiences that make us empowered individuals. The Pentagon ran a major PSYOP operation this summer. Jade Helm. Day one, we said it wasn't a military takeover or gun confiscation. We said it was a conditioning operation for troops on the streets of America for civil unrest and to also practice in the United States, but also overseas, using databases of information to roll in and out of cities undetected and to master the human domain. And the commanding general over it gave a slideshow that we played parts of, admitting it's about mastering the human domain and controlling the population. I then ran into some special forces people, one of them very well known, but I'm not going to say his name. He'll probably end up being on the show. And they said, look, we all saw right through that and the PSYOP they ran saying that this was this weekend, saying that you said we were coming to take over. Believe me, Alex, no one in SF, Army, Marines, Navy, no one buys any of it. And we know that's why they're rolling out with autonomous drones, robots, all of it. We get it. We know you're dead on. So, again, I'm not lionizing the military. I've always been critical of it being used and just worshipped mindlessly, you know, where the military's paying for them to, you know, have patriotic stuff at the Super Bowl. That's to sell the state as if it's the military with stolen glory. But they've got a big problem in that the boots on the ground, right up to the generals, they're trying to put all these weird pencil pushers in and all these weird politicos who've never even been involved in combat. They're putting, you know, guys that are political hacks in, especially under Obama. That it really endangers us against foreign governments, the delusion of the Hillary Clinton, the Obamas, the neocons, none of them have been in the military, to go start these wars with Russia. I mean, it's not just what William Binney was about to get into, former technical director of the NSA, with the situation with all these different governments and all the different systems spying, and there's too much data, so it makes everybody blind. It's beyond that. It's that they're starting wars with Russia. They're starting wars in Syria. They're doing unprecedented bad stuff. And even our top generals go, it's immoral. Why overthrow a country and have Al-Qaeda come in? That's what ISIS is, and murder the Christians. Well, I mean, it's just so nasty. And it's not even Machiavelli, because it doesn't bring down Iran, their regime. It actually makes them look moral. I mean, it's hubris, it's arrogance, but you could also look at it like they're globalists running this. They want to discredit America. William Binney, I want you to get back to the points that you got cut off at the break on, but separately, being at the highest levels of the NSA, I know there's a method to some of the madness. Clearly they're running things, but also there's a lot of hubris and arrogance, and it really is scary to see a bunch of chicken hawks playing God and Hillary saying she came to Libya, she saw Gaddafi died, when the woman couldn't fight her way out of a wet paper bag. There's something obscene about a lazy politico shooting her mouth off about killing people. It just reeks of classic flaming megalomania, sir.
Yes, and in fact, I've been amazed at the arrogance of the intelligence community, even to our own government. I mean, they just seem to have them all wrapped around their finger, much like J. Edgar Hoover did with most of the politicians in the House and Senate and the White House back when he was the director of the FBI for 40 years or so. So, I mean, he had information and knowledge about them, and if they didn't know that he did, they believed he did. So that's how he kept his power, and this is getting very similar to that, but on a much larger scale. And I would point out that what's happening now is what we impeached and indicted Richard Nixon for, only he was only doing a minor, minuscule amount compared to what they're doing now.
Yes, sir. Don't the elites know that historically every time bringing in an oppression, a tyranny, a panopticon system like this will always end up destroying them? That they're going to be the number one targets of what they've created. They've dug a pit for us. Won't they be the ones that fall into it historically?
Well, I think if it gets really violent, like in World War II and so on, yes, they would be the ones to pay for it. But essentially, I think they're banking on the fact that this will be a long, drawn-out thing, and so they'll be able to pass it on to their successors and that they won't have to pay anything directly for it. So in other words, they'll be able to get by through their lifetime without having suffered any consequences, but their successors will be the ones to suffer that.
And by then, they believe technology will outrace that and they'll be secure, or they'll dumb the public down enough to do it. You're absolutely right. They are building a lot of redoubts, though, in different circuitous areas around the world right now, hedging their bets.
Yes, and, I personally like to get right in their face because they shrink away every time. It's a matter of, you know, again, it's the idea of sunlight. They're afraid of sunlight. Because then they will be the ones to suffer the consequences and the results of what they've done. That's what they're trying to avoid.
Like Karl Rove said, they control reality. No, they don't. They just avoid reality. It's called being delusional. William Binney, incredible to have you here. Other technical things people need to know about what's happening in the world right now, sir?
Well, it's basically the I think the greatest threat is to allow companies to continue to manage and have this kind of information about people, because then they have the ability, like we were talking about China, then they have the ability to go to China and see and influence them in a way that would be very similar of accumulating information on individual citizens, I mean, in their countries. So the companies, and they're international companies, so this is getting spread internationally, accelerated through that process. And I think that's probably one of the major things that we really should be dealing with here in the in this country and in Europe. I know the Europeans are trying to deal with it now, and I'm trying to give my two cents and contributions to them, and hopefully they'll start a worldwide effort that might be able to turn this around.
Yes, sir.
But I think holding companies responsible for the information they're holding is, and in fact, probably even denying them the legal right to hold that data might be the best option eventually.
Well, if folks... And, of course, when I have you on, sir, you're so influential. You have so much courage. I mean, it's just true. I don't normally gush like this with guests unless they deserve it. You're out there doing so many interviews. I've gone through so much to warn people. I try to bounce stuff off of you, obviously, to see if you think it's accurate from my perspective. And it is even more frightening that pretty much always you concur with my basic analysis of it, just as a layperson looking at the larger geopolitical and cultural ramifications. But we know why they're trying to ban white Christmas and brown paper bags and saying if you serve Chinese food at a school lunch program, it's racist. They're projecting all these things that don't exist that aren't really racist or discriminatory, because we're all being discriminated against by this new technocratic system being set up where if you're not a good little New World Order person, you won't be able to have a job or live or get a hotel room or travel. They're announcing all this. This is classical discrimination and oppression. And so they want us to define all these phantom menaces now, while the greatest acts of institutionalized tyranny the world's ever seen are being codified into a physical surveillance grid that, as you said, is beyond any fantastical dream of George Orwell.
Yes, and I just liken this to the you know, the case of the Wizard of Oz. This is a scenario they're painting, is to basically pay no attention to the man behind the curtain, when in fact the man behind the curtain is them, and they're doing some very bad things.
Well, I think it's very important for the establishment to realize, let me ask you this, being up there at the highest levels. I know that the people at the mid-level and even high level that are patriots, I mean, I actually have bashed the government a lot. They've called me anti-government because I'm a libertarian. I'm not. But I've actually been impressed as I've gotten higher level, gotten to really know a lot of influential people across the board, that I find in government, actually, more moral people, more awake people, more concerned people, especially when you get higher up. It's very strange. Not at the very top, but that next to the top, they're the ones that are freaked out and want to do something. They got into this to really defend the country. I mean, somebody like you could have made, you know, $10 million a year with your science and mathematics, but you would, you know, take a pay cut and work at the NSA. So it's kind of a paradox that government's got so many problems, but then the corporations are just as bad, and then we tend to just either see it as good or bad. You know, are you for the government or against the government? It's more sophisticated than that.
Yeah, it's not black or white for sure. I mean, it's a matter of you know, whether or not you agree with the underlying principles of why we formed this nation and got rid of George III, or you don't. And the point is, more and more people over time, I guess, we're becoming so comfortable in our living standard that we're losing what it took to get here. You know, we're failing to realize that in order to have all these freedoms, we had to work very hard and sacrifice a lot to get here. And that's what, you know, people who fought World War II have told Tom Drake when he did interviews with them. They were saying things like, what did we fight for? You know, given the current circumstance of where we're headed. I mean, we didn't fight for an omnipresent, you know, government monitoring everything the people in the country are doing. That's not freedom. And they were asking him and those questions, even when he was doing interviews for the National Archives as a part of his court settlement.
Amazing.
So, I mean, that's really a disturbing statement from veterans of World War II.
Well, my grandfather, he was deeply concerned because living here in Texas, they brought a lot of the ratline Nazis to Texas and New Mexico, and in the areas where he worked, he had to run into them all the time. And he was always pretty calm when I was a little kid, standing there for a week or so in the summer, but he would rant about all the damn Nazis. And he had a lot of friends, obviously, killed in World War II, and all the positions in government they were in, and that he was concerned that we were going to go that way. And, you know, my mom would say, oh, my dad's eccentric. My dad would say, no, he's smart. But, you know, I don't know what he would think seeing this today, William Benny.
I understand what you're saying. Yeah. Dog's getting a little upset here.
I understand. You want to let the dog out, sir, and then we can...
No, I'm fine. He's okay. He just wanted to be petted, that's all.
What kind of dog is he?
German Shepherd. He's a pretty big boy. He's about 125, 30 pounds, something like that. He's a big boy.
Well, I'm glad he survived the SWAT team raid.
Yeah, well, he wasn't here at the time. That was good, you know? Otherwise, you don't know what they would have done.
When you looked at the federal SWAT team that came in on you, I know they probably had their faces covered. Were they proud of themselves while they were throwing your house around and grabbing on you out of the shower? I mean, were they proud of them?
No, I think they were a bit it seemed to me that most of them seemed a bit disturbed as to why they were there.
That's good. That's what I've been finding.
Yeah, that's basically most of them. The only one who wasn't there, who wasn't disturbed, was the guy who signed the warrant, the senior special agent Paul Marek. He was already cleared into the program, and he knew why he was there. He was there to get us keep the cover up going on the programs that they were running that we knew about and that we were complaining to Congress about. So he knew that, and the rest of them didn't. So.
Yeah, how dare you go to Congress as you're supposed to by law when the law is being broken and secretly testify? How horrible. Yeah. Let's send and imagine that guy getting promotions because he would engage in things like this. What a dishonorable person.
Yes, that's hard for me to imagine people like that looking themselves in the mirror when they're shaving in the morning.
I want to go to some phone calls. I'm not going to play the clip because of time, but Apple's Tim Cook, their CEO, has come out on 60 Minutes and said they don't want to go along with these different bills, that it's an invasion of privacy. You notice, I don't want to glorify Steve Jobs, but he held off on letting him in to the Apple encryption. And 1 week after he died, Apple gave up the codes. Do you think that's lip service by Apple for customers, or do you think it's real?
Well, I think for Steve Jobs, it was probably real for sure. But for the rest of them, I think, see, the problem is they also get paid for all this information and this access. So it adds to their bottom line with no additional effort, basically, on their part.
Well, that's another question. Why put up NSA and FBI stingrays, tens of thousands of them, stealing all the cell phone data when it already runs through all the hubs and they can just have it sorted there and then bulk batch it? Is because they don't want a record that it was grabbed off the hubs? Well, what is the point of that?
Well, that's part of it. The other part is that it adds to a greater program that they're putting together, which is called Treasure Map. That's the one where they're going to be monitoring where you are every minute of the day.
So it's a physical tracker.
Yeah. It's a contributor to that. It's another aspect of it that they may pick up missing information that they didn't get from other sources, you know.
Sure. Interlapping fields of fire. In fact, that's what I was told by some insiders that are pretty high up, is that they also might want to bring in an internet kill switch during a civil emergency or martial law, and they're putting in an alternate government internet right now.
I think they've pretty much already had that all along.
Yes. But they're going operational to command and control the local police.
Yeah. That's another disturbing part, yeah.
Good God, just take over. Hillary said, I want it to be a Manhattan Project to protect us from terrorists and the Internet. I've always called it a giant secret Manhattan Project takeover. And now she's calling it that, sir.
Yeah. Well, I think that's fundamentally what it is. We're becoming a very effective police state. much more than any other totalitarian state or system has ever developed.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Brandon in FEMA Region 3. Got about a minute and a half to break. Go ahead with your question, Brandon, for William Benny.
Hey, I wanted to get Mr. Benny's opinion on the FBI, NSA, and even the CIA coming out and saying that they're tapping people's phones without warrants and that it's to protect us. But I actually know a cop who did it and had a warrant, and he was later indicted and thrown under the bus for it. But if the feds do it, it's perfectly okay. Can you maybe get into that and break down why?
Yeah, what about the hypocrisy of parallel construction and the rest of it, but if a local gets caught doing it, it's federal or state prison time?
Well, you know, it's the arrogance of the intelligence. I mean, NSA, CIA, FBI are really at the core of this, just like they were at the core of the material that was used to impeach and indict Richard Nixon. These are the main players in the central collection and acquisition and use of material, like all the emails, phone calls, financial transactions, and so on, that are being collected primarily by NSA. They're becoming basically the central repository and processor for all this information. So, but they've all been in it together from the beginning. That goes back even to shortly after World War II, when CIA and FBI or NSA were created.
Thank you, Brandon. William Benny, stay there, sir. Come back and finish that comment. We'll take more calls. The website's exposedfacts.org. Folks, don't take an interview like this for granted. Spread this to everybody you know.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
In the 15-year history of PrisonPlanet.tv, we have never offered 6 months free at Christmas. We've always offered 5 months free. But since I announced 6 free months a few days ago, we have seen record numbers of signups. PrisonPlanet.tv began 15 years ago. It's grown into InfoWars, Nightly News, and so much more. All of my documentary films, scores of ebooks, and other exclusive documentaries are available for streaming or download in HD at PrisonPlanet.tv. You don't just get 6 months free when you sign up from Christmas through New Year's. You also get to share that membership with up to 20 people simultaneously using your username. You can also sign up for a trial month and only pay $5.95. And then 20 of you and your friends and family can watch PrisonPlanet.tv, get 20 memberships at half price, be the Paul Revere in your community. That's 6 months free when you sign up for a year at PrisonPlanet.tv.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Welcome back, folks. Alex Jones here live. Mr. Benny will be with us 5 minutes the next hour. Then I'm going to cover news, continue with your phone calls, and special reports as well.
Silver, was back when the country was strong.
Folks, we know all the stuff that's happening is illegal. We know it's been used everywhere else to oppress people. There is a global race for surveillance by all these different countries and companies. They've broken all the rules. They've set up an economy based on gaming things, based on manipulation now, the stock markets, the interest rates. It's all fake. And it's ended the free market. It's ending capitalism. And then they're blaming capitalism for the standard of living beginning to slide. No, this is like a rigged casino. Casino's not capitalist. It's a con game. And the elites have no bottom now, it seems. They'll do anything. Because after all, Karl Rove said they control reality. Hitler and Napoleon thought that too. William Binney, former NSA technical director, is our guest. We're taking phone calls for him right now. Let's go ahead and talk to Jeremy in Kansas. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Mr. Binney got cut off by the break. What was the point you were making, sir?
Well, it was just that they're so arrogant now about even violating all the fundamental principles of our country that they think they can get away with anything. So, I mean, they don't seem to be afraid of anything, when, in fact, I think that's when we need to start standing up and making it clear that we're going to come after them for what they're doing.
That's right. They want to normalize all their activities. Jeremy in Kansas, go ahead.
Yes, amen to the theme of today's show, which is about moral courage, even or especially when it's scary and unpopular. So I want to ask a question about our necessary political strategy to restore and rejuvenate our inherent natural rights by asserting that the precursor to moral courage is intellectual courage or epistemological courage, and that the way that we're going to overcome the falsified left-right paradigm and overcome the perception managers is by going to the heart of what is actually being used against us, which is terrorism, state-sponsored terrorism. And, we see the manifestation of this after September 11th rolling out in Paris and...
Sure, let me get William Binney's take on that as we get to other callers, but it's a good point. They're opening the borders. They're letting terrorists in bare minimum. They are stand-downs on 9/11. They are not letting the NSA do its job against real terrorists that's constitutionally protected. I mean, it's so obvious they're letting the terrorism take place to take our rights. How do we shatter that paradigm? It seems like we are, as it comes out, that the government's running ISIS.
Well, yeah, I think that exposure is certainly the key. I think that's the sunlight part of it. But that caller is absolutely right. I mean, what they're doing is they're using, first of all, they say they have to do bulk acquisition and it buries their analysts. They can't figure anything out. They can't focus. So that means that more terrorist attack occurs. And every time one does, they go into their data and they find out, oh, yeah, we knew about these fellows, but they didn't do anything before to stop it, you see. So that they use now that terrorist attack to lobby for more money, more control, more information, more knowledge, for example. I would point to the French in their example, their experience, too. I mean, earlier this year, the attack in Paris, sponsored, the acquisition of more money, more knowledge, more information, more analysts and so on for the French. But it didn't do them any good, even though they had this bulk acquisition system there again, because, again, their people could not focus. And then another Paris attack occurs, you know. And so now they're starting to do, this time it looks like they've changed their approach. And they're focusing on what they know about people and using that. And that's a focused, disciplined attack.
They're profiling.
Yeah, they're doing basically they're looking at the behavior, which is a profile, right, of people who do bad things. And they've got all that information already. It's just that they aren't acting on it until
absolutely
after an attack.
Stay there. Yeah. When we come back for a final segment, sir, we're honored for your time. I want to take it to the next level. The good people in government can't do anything because of the fog of all the data. But the bad ones behind the scenes, they sent the feds down to stop the FBI from stopping the San Bernardino shooters 2 years ago. So there's even more there. They're actually protecting them at one level. It's even worse.
GCN.
Stay with us.
Visit GCNLive.com today.